Anything can go wrong, will go wrong, Danny boy. And welcome, everybody. It's the birthday show. No, don't even start, Dan. Listen, it's my birthday month.
1 second in, fucked up. One second.
I walked in. I turned the thing on, which means I probably haven't set the other scene, so this is going to be fun. We're just going to let it fly, because that's how this works.
What does it say, Dan? Hashtag live, laugh, love,
Dan. Hashtag right. Blessed. Yes.
Living my life. By the way, Dan, I
thought you had gotten wildly more attractive in the week since I've seen you. And let's just say I was wrong. But you're still beautiful in my eyes, Dan. When we cuddle and you're the big spoon, everything is right in my eyes. So welcome, everybody, to the shit show.
Let's get that right.
Called Happy Hour-ish here on Exotica TV. I'm your host, Jay. And this is my buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan. What's happening?
What's up? What's up? And for those that don't know, Jay tomorrow is going to be 127 years old.
It's true.
I'm 137. He's 10 years younger than me. So that means he's 127.
That's right.
Happy birthday,
buddy. And 3/4 of that has been during quarantine. So I've realized, like, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, this shit is gray. I used to have it. It was just like right here and it was distinguished. Now it's like moved on and it's just old. So
you distinguished never go hand in hand.
Dan, I was distinguished, buddy. That's what I listen. Middle-aged white women, they would see me coming in the mall and they would be like, oh my God, you look like a slightly fat Tom Cruise. And I'd be like, oh, that's cool. And now they're just like, wow, you're just slightly fat. Yeah.
Is this when you thought you looked like Tom Cruise? And you
no, I didn't. I didn't ever, listen, if you're going to try and look like anybody, like, is Tom Cruise the guy that you're going to try and look like? The dude's got one tooth in the middle of his mouth. He's 5'3".
So you're an inch taller.
Listen, Dan, this is my birthday. It's my special day. And I don't appreciate when you make fun of me and my love for Tom Cruise.
Are you excited about the new Top Gun movie whenever it comes out?
I won't lie. I kind of am.
Look, I got a ring light. I'm like fucking legit.
I know. You know, Dan, you and I, it's almost like we haven't only made $83 with Exotica TV.
How much is our fucking Ethereum up to?
Well, so listen, we had a bad week. We went up about 20%. I mean, it was like really running. Now we are at 2% up. We're at, let's see, $76. So, there you go. We're getting there. And by the way, BoobTube made $1 this week. So let me tell you that things are looking up.
Dude, we got to get these fucking people earning, man.
Cracking the whip. So what's up, man? Listen, how was your week, Dan? I feel like we had a very successful week. We were very busy this week. We got a lot of stuff done. We're about ready to kind of unleash the beast of like the project we've been working on a while. And
I think you just had your say. Unleash the beast.
I don't know.
No, your beast.
This isn't a brainstorm session, Dan. This is a drinking session. So
when it comes to me. How do you think I came up with the name of the company?
Don't call me in the middle of the night.
I didn't.
You did. Yes, you did.
Fucking look. Nobody wants to even though it's your birthday.
I just want to play the B roll on this guest. She's my favorite to be able to play the video that I get to be able to play with this stuff. The amazing thing is it doesn't, it's the video that I found on YouTube will probably get us kicked off of YouTube. But you know what, Dan? It's my birthday week and I'm willing to make that sacrifice. So let's do it.
All right. Well, you know what? Since it's your birthday, I'm going to let you introduce our guest.
Oh, Dan, I'm
let's
not
how
the,
you do this.
I'm not
I'm
the
throw
introduction
him under
guy.
The bus.
You know what? Okay. I can actually do this because there are very few people in the exotic world that, I go back with as far as I do with our next guest. She is kind of the showstopper. And honestly, like out of all of my friends at home, when I talk to them and I tell them, you know, what I do or like whatever we're doing, they're like, do you know Alexis Texas? I'm like, yeah, I've met her before. He's like, do you think I could get a signature? I'm like, how about a fleshlight? They're like, oh yeah. So anyways, that kind of lets the cat out of the bag. But today we have the consummate professional, the top, the cream of the crop.
The total antithesis of what we are.
Miss Bootiful herself. The owner of Team Texas, Miss Alexis Texas. Hey, Alexis.
Yay. What's up, birthday
girl?
Boy.
See, and
happy
this,
birthday. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Thank you for coming. It's we always look forward to shows that we get to involve you in because it's obviously
I'm fucking awesome. I can make you laugh.
We go back a ways, and it's always awesome.
We go back to the fannies. Way back.
You know, and it's like, it's hard to describe that Exotica kind of becomes like a family affair. But once you do it for as many years as you do, and you see each other so many times over the course of the year, it's like a 4-time-a-year family reunion, right? And so through, you know, the last 9 months of not doing an Exotica, boo, you know, we've gotten to connect.
You could have had a baby by now, Jay.
Maybe I did.
We adopted a baby.
We tried to adopt a baby. I don't think it's legal. I mean, we asked the question if an LLC could adopt a baby. We were trying to get Alex's kid, but I'm going to guess that we can't, so...
Yeah. And who is willing
to... You know, that's actually the better question. I never actually asked that question, but now that I think about it, you know what? As a parent myself, yeah, it depends. As long as they're raised happy and, like, you know, I make enough money out of it, like, I just will send them... Damn.
You get FaceTime calls, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all in the contract.
And the weird thing is Jay's kids, Alexis, know who you are. His daughter knows you because you're in some like hip hop song.
Yes, I am.
His daughter sings it. Walks around the house singing it.
Dude, so
it's Where's Alexis Texas from 10K Cash.
Yes.
You know, that funny enough, that song I had to tell a lot of people, young kids, who I was, and so they wouldn't be surprised because it was a TikTok song and it became like it was crazy. And the kid is from Texas. He's not a kid anymore. But actually was in the video for that. But yeah, shout out to Def Jam.
It's kind of funny because for a long time, as my kids were really little or whatever, we could have conversations and they don't really, you know, nothing really clicks in or, you know, it's just kind of over their head. And you were definitely one of the times where I had mentioned your name and Ting was like, wait, do you know Alexis Texas? I'm like, wait, you know Alexis Texas? Like, you know, and it's...
You stop in your tracks and you're like...
Yeah. My kids like feign like total like plausible deniability as to what I do. And my kids, you know, my son just graduated high school. He's 18, but he's like, you know, as clueless as they come with that kind of stuff. My daughter's 15 and we're just sitting there one time. And I just had the conversation you know, it's time, right? You know, like, you know what I do, right? Because, I mean, I know kids say shit to them in school because I'm in a small town and parents, you know, say shit to their kids and so on and so forth. Has anybody ever made fun of you because of what I do? You know what I do, right? And she's there and she starts giggling or whatever. She's there. Yeah, I saw one of the billboards, you know, and I saw, you know, and she knew who the person was on the billboard because it was like a friend of ours, you know, from real life. And then like one time too, she walked in and she saw Stormy Daniels on 60 Minutes. And she did like a double take because she's met Stormy, you know, not knowing.
All these clues are coming together. Yeah, and as they get older, like, they're like.
Clues, right? So now I got to ask her if she knows, you know, you from that song. Speaking of songs,
yeah.
Do you know what WAP means?
Yeah.
I do.
Wet ass pussy, man. Pussy. Yeah.
I just saw somebody posted a picture on social media that Kathy and I know that got a tattoo of WAP.
No,
I'm not going to go into who.
Oh, I know.
Like the initials, WAP.
Just WAP, whatever, right? And we're just sitting there like, what the fuck is this? And I Google it. And even better than the song.
Where have you been, Dan?
Yeah, seriously, Dan.
I don't see these kind of things on
PBS at night while I'm eating baked beans and watching my stories.
Yes, when I'm watching...
I was doing WAP all over Cabo. Lexi taught me the dance. I was WAPing all over the place.
So, but I'm like reading it. But even better, when I'm looking at the YouTube video of watching this song, are the comments underneath it. Like, I can't wait for the Kids Bop version.
There's been TikTok is like this huge thing. So they've made this all these songs like now. It's just like where they have like the kids starting to do it and the parent will get in the way and be like, no, you're not doing this song at all. Because it's like, one of those, it's like the new age song of like, I mean, think about it. songs before are catered to like men liking shit. So why can't women talk about what ass pussy?
Dude, they should be. And it's actually awesome to see a mainstream celebrity. You know, and there's always one. Like, you always have somebody that kind of is like, well, actually, in the last week we've had two mainstream celebrities that have pressed the kind of envelope on this. One of them that almost single-handedly kind of ruined OnlyFans for a lot of people. And then the other one who actually positively, like, affects the conversation. And never would I thought that I would say what's her name again? The rapper,
Cardi B
would be like
a
positive force in this. But at the end of the day, like, dude, she's, you know, she makes no apologies for it and like does her shit and people buy it. And that's what makes her popular, you know? So
the thing that I love about her as an artist is like people, like, she's never strayed away from who she was. She was a stripper. I knew her when she was stripping at Starlet.
Did you?
Like with the plastic bag, with the whole thing. And she's never been like, I never wanted to be a role model. Like, she's always been true to herself. She says it how it is. She's a new, you know, she's from New York. She's really mouthy to whatever. So she's just always been that character. If she would have tried to be like a Disney character or something like that and fit in a form that didn't fit her, then people would be like, oh my God, like it's something that they wouldn't have been like, they wouldn't have seen it coming.
Right.
With her, I feel like, you know, it's ideal. It's
unless you're Drake.
Do you want your kids to know these songs or the words of it? No. But theoretically, like, look at all the songs out there already. There's a lot of horrible grammar, language, and insinuating things happen all the time. So,
listen, man, you know, that shit's been around for a long ass time. The only thing different, what's actually interesting is when I was a kid, like, you know, I had like the Two Live Crew album, like tucked deep away where my parents would like never find it. Right. Or I had like, let's see, what was it like Black Sunday? Who the hell, the hip hop group out in Cali that like literally had to like erase the parental control, you know, sticker off the top of it. But like now it's impossible. You know, like when I was a kid, like you might've heard a bad word every once in a while. Like Peter Frampton said something in like the '70s through like a voice modifier. Now it's just everywhere. Like, and
yeah,
I stopped, honestly, like my parents were pretty strict with language and by my generation now it's impossible. And I'm just kind of like, you know what? The best quote I ever heard was, there's no such thing as the wrong word or a bad word. There's only the wrong time to use it. And that's like, you know, the thing that the mantra that I've had like with kids, it's like, listen, all the shit, they're just words. They are what they are. But here's the list of words that you shouldn't say in the situations, you know, that you shouldn't say them in, like, and kind of trying to educate them that way. Because, yeah, listen, after.
I mean, we as people, we put power behind words, you know what I mean? And that's, you know, what that all means. And I feel like even with this song, like, and I get, like, nobody wants to hear a curse word every 5 seconds, because even on edited radio, all you hear is bleep, 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 and I can't even, like, want to listen to it. But with their things, they're insinuating and they're rapping lyrically really kind of creatively, telling their message. So not everything kind of gets bleeped out except for what
I stumbled upon, I was listening to Biggie the other day, and I made the mistake of clicking like the fucking original soundtrack, and it's all just like literally like beeped out everything. And you make it through like 30 seconds of it, you're like, fuck, I can't take this. Like, it's like watching
Yeah,
dude, that's all of it. Like, that's the art of it, right? Yeah. So,
hey Jay,
yeah,
Crazy Cat Mama says the guy without glasses is hot.
Ooh,
birthday boy.
That's right. Is that Brittany? It's probably Brittany.
So I'm talking about
Brittany. Crazy Cat Mama.
You should have seen me like before quarantine.
or is Adam Crazy Cat Mama, Jay?
Oh God, no, not at all, not at all.
So Alexis, so you were down in Cabo, right?
I'm so glad to find that you're not sitting on a beach and making me making me feel like I want to be there. Like, thank God you're back.
Well, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So I gotta come back.
Who were you down there with?
I was down there with Lexi Bell. Oh. My little sexy mama. And some friends. We just, you know, the only place that we could really go right now, you know, because of quarantine, stuff like that. So we were as safe as we could be. I've been one of those things. We've been kind of practicing safe measures of everything. But my thing at this point, it's like, I'm not going to run into a burning building, but I'm going to have fun. So I did all the, you know, necessary precautions. I got COVID tested yesterday. I got back and did all that stuff. Everything's good. So, you know, I had fun. in the sun. I got a nice little color. I ate a lot of Mexican food, which is delicious. Fed the booty. And the weather was actually worked out with it because it was kind of like, you know, right now it's hurricane season, so you never really know. And I love Cabo and I didn't get to go. And so it was like, I told her, I was like, let's just go. So it was like a last minute trip and it came out awesome.
There's got to be scenes where like you and Lexi Bell are walking through like the lobby of a hotel. And like, do you ever see somebody's head actually explode off of their shoulders, or does it just like, what does it look like? Because if a civilian walks by and sees you two walking through the lobby, like, I have to imagine what's going through their head.
It's funny because like she's really overprotective of me, and I'm overprotective of her. So I feel like it shifts in times of the day. So, like, she's very more, like, on booty patrol. And then she'll be like, what? What are you looking at? And then she'll be, at the end, she'll be like, what? You can't look at my ass? And so it'll go to variations of things. And then, like, for instance, when we were on the beach this time, there was some guy I kept talking to. I'm like, and I got really annoyed because, one, I'm not trying to talk to a bunch of strangers anyways. Like, leave me alone. And that's what he said. He said, she's like, is that your mom to me? And so, of course, like, we had to, like, think that she was like, what'd you say? What'd you call her? So she had to like play it up. And she thinking I'm gonna get mad, but I don't care. He's trying to clearly hit on her. And she's like, no, that's my girlfriend. And he's like, ew. And she's like, yeah, no, that's my lover. So she like kept telling him. And so like he like ran off because he was like, but it was just really funny. So kind of, it changes. But I mean, for the most part.
I totally cannot see Lexi doing any of that.
You know, she's
I'm kidding.
but yeah, I feel like it just varies. Like we're not one of those, you know, those people that are very flashy, like, hey, look at me kind of thing. Although we're in a bathing suit walking down a beach, but I think it's kind of, we're not as in your face until I joined a booty competition, which I won, by the way. And
anything less than first place would have been lost.
And then had to like take pictures, but you know. Okay,
dude.
What would you have done if you lost that booty competition?
Seriously, I
have lost before. That's the funny thing is I've gone. This is my fourth time going. This is the first time I've won. So it was funny because at this point, like all the people like at Mango Deck, they like all know me. They're like, "Don't worry, this is your chance." So I'm dying laughing.
You're like, I can win it. You're like, meanwhile, you've won like Actress of the Year. You've won every award in the book, but that booty award.
Drunk and fun, but it was like every time I lost before is because these people come with like 20 people in a group, so it's all who's cheering, right. And I have like two girls, right. So like they're not really, you know, whatever, and for me it's all in fun, like I didn't really care, but it was just so funny because all the staff was like, don't worry, this is your year, and I'm like, okay, thanks.
See, what you need to do is
you
get up there and all you got to do is send one tweet, one like, you wouldn't even want to deal with it. Like, your millions, your 10 million followers or whatever, there's got to be 300 that are like within a general vicinity that would just show up and like would just like rock the place. Like, but it sounds like you don't
even know
what,
ironically, like right now, thinking about this, I feel like, and it just popped into my head, I don't know why, but I feel like this is kind of where the twerk contest kind of was birthed at one point from Cabo, because it's like they have it all in a whole stage. They do like certain like things and levels, and that's kind of like somewhat of what I do. So
that,
yeah, always twerking and working.
For those that don't know, at Exotica, Alexis does the Team Texas twerk competition, and you'd be hard pressed to put anything else on stage that draws the, like it. It's funny because honestly, when we started this, if I could have ever thought like what the stage would look like when you and your crew are out there,
or if I would be a great MC of my own self, I make up all that shit by myself.
It's wild, man. I mean, well, listen, the other star MC that we had ahead of that was Jessie Jane, and she used to scream into the microphone so goddamn loud she would like break the glass in the place. So you are an MC. You like, you know what's up. You know how to work the crowd. And of course, we have Jordan on our stage who you work with every show. So it becomes
Jordan
really
helped
natural.
Me with my mic skills. He was like, don't yell, you have the mic. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. But I get so excited that you forget. And he's like, just look from your diaphragm. I'm like, okay. So I try to remember. I've gotten better. But in the beginning, I would be losing my voice with the mic.
So that's it brings up an interesting point. Like, you know, throughout all the you know, a lot of it is experience, right? And when you go out and you experience new things and try different things, you learn new things. And, you know, you would never think that an MC at an adult convention somewhere would actually be able to like give you a piece of advice that like kind of, you know, works through everything that you do.
We got legit fucking people that work for us, man.
I mean, I would say that I'm like, benefit of the doubt. For me, it's like, I feel like as just people in general, like, I don't feel like I know everything. I feel like that's what part of, you know, growing up and
you
like,
don't know what you don't know.
Right. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, I could fake it till I make it, and I did, but I lost my voice. But it's like learning certain tricks that people's, that's his craft, and he's really good. So it was just like a little tweak here and there. Yep. And, you know, it's constructive criticism. So, like, I mean, I think I've learned a lot of things from people throughout the years, you know, from the show to being on in stages on, you know, the strip club, all over.
Listen, your longevity has proven that. I mean, it's like you have a bigger name today than you had, you know, it just kind of keeps growing. Like I did have one question though, and I don't know if I've ever asked this before or not, but like was Alexis Texas is famous for the Alexis Texas, like the booty, right? When you first came into the industry, was that it? Like, was that something that you were famous for right out of the bat or right out of the gate? Or,
I mean, as somebody who paid attention to all that with the magazines,
let me see if I can bring this in right. Here we go.
Look who showed up.
There she is. Look who it is. Let me see. Hold on a second. Let me get you guys in right.
He's just trying to figure this shit out. But like when you first broke in, right? I mean, I remember actually I was at the AVN Awards when you won your award that, you know, there when you for your first year. And it's like, you know, people were just,
I don't know if I won an award the first year. I was definitely
won something because I remember you getting up and like, you know, jumping up and down kind of thing, and you know, you were with Pete at the time.
The question is, when did the ass become famous? Was the ass famous from day one, or was the ass, did it take like a little while to like get the ass out there?
I was famous before I got in the business. That's okay. The thing.
Okay.
So, but
there's your answer.
To a local community. So it was already, I mean, it was something that at that time, you know, people, my body type wasn't really known in the industry. There was like one or two girls but it wasn't really capitalized. It was more of the big, you know, big boobs, blonde hair, skinny girl kind of thing. So when I got into the business, I was one of the new butt girls. And, you know, Brianna Love was someone who was, I came right after, and she kind of molded me. I can't say because we're all doing our own talents, but she kind of like showed me the ropes of like what was going on. And so she'd always do the hardcore scene, like the hardcore anal, and I would be like the girl there. Cause at first I didn't even do girls. So I would just be like watching her butt. And like, so it would just be that
Broke you in easy.
No pun intended. But yeah, no, my butt was always the main focus. That's why for me too, for a lot, like towards the middle of my career when I became started getting popular and box covers were still a thing. I remember they were like, oh, we're going to put you in your face. And I'm like, are you going to get in trouble? I don't even think I've had my face in a box cover. They're like, honey, you're pretty. Don't worry. I go, I know, but nobody's had my face. It's usually always my ass.
That butt woman shot, man. That was the shot.
That I have my actual face and not my booty on it.
Good for you. You have beautiful eyes, by the way, Alexis. That is one of the things, everybody looks at your ass, but you have beautiful eyes.
Let's get this show back into, like, you know.
Brittany!
What's up, Brittany?
What up, dog?
I came in at the perfect time because, you know what, Alexis, when I first met you and I saw you, I looked at your face and then your ass.
Thank you. I fully agree.
Because you're a who, like, admires women. You know what I mean? Some people can't do that.
Absolutely.
And then sometimes, like, get so overly like anxious that they're like, oh my god, it's just an ass and it's big, because I'm a white girl and typically they don't see big asses on white girls.
White girls don't have big asses
unless everything's bigger in Texas.
Exactly.
So, you know, so, like, it became like an anomaly of
things,
of sorts.
So Brittany, what have you been doing?
Brittany
is our
Zotka
Hottie. We have to throw that one in there.
No.
And then proved to be a boss lady, and she started doing our, you know, basically the hiring of all the hotties at the show, and now she's pretty much our everything. She's like our third, I don't want to say third wheel, but We can't use tripod because we already used that one in the past. We'll think
she's,
of something.
She's in the circle. She's in the inner circle.
The circle of trust. You know, it's really funny. I'm at work and I'm like, we have these like lounge chairs in the back for us. And guess what I found inside one of the cushions? It's almost like the show is following me. Isn't that crazy? What are the chances?
That's too funny.
We love High Bad Dragon. So we miss everybody. We haven't seen Brittany. We haven't seen anybody since like October of last year in Jersey.
It's very true. Except for Ted. I see Ted. Ted all the time.
On that note, there will be a very sad announcement probably coming in the next week about New Jersey. Hopefully it will be.
It's actually a sad, exciting announcement because, listen, you know what?
Jay, shush.
I want to tell it. I want to say it so bad.
Don't jinx.
Don't say it.
I know, but I want to. It's my birthday.
Hopefully it'll be coming with a very good thing. So, well, let's smoke up to that.
Cheers.
Brittany's at work. She can't smoke.
Brittany doesn't really smoke that much. When she does, watch out. That's when you know you're in trouble. So what's up, Britt? How you been? How's Chicago? Are you out there like rioting or like, you know, beating up on your husband or what's going on out there?
She's freezing.
She froze.
Hey, let's freeze like with her. It's going to be like a TikTok where everybody freezes. And move.
Oh, there she goes. And we're back.
Can you?
Now we can hear you.
It's so much harder to do.
Yeah, you're good. You're good, Britt.
You having problems? We can hear you, Brittany.
So, Brittany, what are you doing? You called to wish me a happy birthday. I know that. I'm going to be on the front step waiting for my present by the time that, like, you know, this whole show is over, right? That should probably be there.
Nothing since Ethereum went down this week, Jay. Sorry.
Listen, we're still up $1.50, okay? Like, it could be worse. You should see the other portfolio. Yeah, we're $1.36. We've made, that's like interest. We're moving on up.
Streamlabs.com/exotica. Donate to us. We are starving. Our school just started.
Do you see this? Alexis gets younger and younger every time she comes on Exotica TV, and we get older and older. That's because we just are falling apart, and we need all the help that you can get. It's either that or a GoFundMe. I don't know. Like,
Jay's kid started school this week,
right?
And he had to send them to school in pajamas and barefoot.
Oh my God. So listen, you know what's funny? So listen, my kids did start school this week and, you know, you're kind of like overseeing them as they're doing it. Like they're, you know, in their rooms and like at their desks and whatever. And it's a Zoom class and it's got like whatever. There were multiple kids that were in there that, hold on a second. Let me see.
Is somebody else hitting you up there, Jay?
They are, but I can't bring them in on it. I'm going to hold on a sec. I'm going to
it up, Jay.
Nope, I'm not.
Don't fuck it up, Jay.
Whole entire live stream goes down.
Fuck it up, Jay.
Hold on.
Fuck it up.
Here we go. Fuck it up. Let's see. Wait, is this I know who this is. Jay's trying to bring his mom in. We got Jay's mom to
shoot. She was just ringing through. Let's see if
party in the house. Bring her in.
Comes.
Jay, I told him about to do this.
Right.
Your mom was. I don't know how to. I was not going to tell her. Luckily, I think your aunt and uncle are there and helping her.
Oh, I can only imagine.
What football teams we all liked. So me, Alexis, and I. Even though she's from Texas, she is a Giants fan.
Here we go.
Know, watching football. I just barely
there they them. Are there's the crew.
There's Jay's mom, dad, aunt. What's up, guys?
Let's see.
Hey, guys.
They're like all posed like normal. Like,
I'm gonna have to I gotta move some stuff around here to make this work. All right, here we go. What's up, family?
Hey, Jay,
we miss you.
Oh,
we won't be with you.
You better be there. I'll be by the pool tomorrow, and if you're not there, then we're going to have problems. Okay. I mean, obviously, like, I mean...
Why we'll never have a show again.
I just assumed. Hold on a second.
I'm going to quit the whole industry if you don't go.
Hey, Brittany, I have a great idea. For Jay's birthday, we should have a twerk-off of Alexis versus Diane.
No, we should definitely listen. My mom thinks that's a bad idea when she's sober, but once she gets a few drinks in her, she's like, oh, I could whip that white girl's ass. Like, yeah, watch this. Like,
Diane's next got the margarita in hand.
Yeah.
Jay, what about your aunt? Is your aunt allowed to have a twerk off with Alexis?
Yeah, totally fine. Absolutely fine. Like, absolutely. Not only Tina, she's Tina has danced. Tina has danced on a VIP pole in the lounge in Miami Beach. Like, totally fine with that. It's just, and honestly, my wife is okay to do all that. Like, whatever she wants to. My mom is not. Like, that is where you have actually found Dan. Oh, I don't care about that. Like,
actually, Mark, hold on. Mark has actually gotten onto a stripper pole in a van on the way to the Playboy Mansion
and kick Caden Cross in the face. Problem. Yes,
Cross in the face.
Definitely a problem.
Jake saw his partying in from.
Well, yes, yeah, Alexis, if you know that though. Like, there's, it's funny because so Mark is my stepdad is our floor ops director manager. I mean, make your own title, but we've, you know, when we talk about like how the show goes, like Dan and I, all of us will agree that we do not want to do a show without Mark. Mark is the kind of glue that keeps the actual show, show floor, everything, like, you know, there. So yeah,
I would venture to say that it's harder. Let's put it this way: it would be more of a shock to the system of Mark not showing up for an Exotica than me not being there because I'm dead.
No, I think part of it, if I was on a laptop somewhere off of site of Exotica, it would be
fine. Better. We really don't need you.
It would
or
be
Dan
better
there.
than Mark. Like,
it's actually sometimes better when you guys aren't there.
The only time we haven't been there is in Columbus when we just left.
Alexis, yeah. Were you in Columbus?
I was. I didn't get the memo. Thanks for telling me not to leave, guys.
Listen, tell me your take on Columbus. What? Because we joke around about it all the time.
Anniversary of Columbus.
Yeah, we joke around about
it. It was the absolute worst Exotica I've ever been in my entire life.
Yeah, and
that was the first time that I actually started with Team Texas Girls, and I had like 4 or 5 girls for myself. And
you're like, what did I do this for?
And yeah, it was really weird, which was actually odd though, because I had been booked, you know, in, you know, around the surroundings, you know, so many clubs, you would think it wouldn't have been so bad. Yeah, but it was awful, awful, awful.
Yeah, it was terrible. Did you do TI also?
Yeah.
I did not. So one of the girls, of my girls, she left with that whole group and got super drunk and was like talking shit like the whole time and like not thinking that anyone would tell me. So I kicked her out of her whole room because she was like, didn't work. So I canceled her ticket home.
See, you saved a couple of dollars.
And because she was like, she didn't.
You're a fucking
she was just bought, like with
that's
them.
Why.
Yeah, I am. And so. They all the girls got stuck somewhere, wherever T.I. took them to some like concert, acting. And everybody was, like, crying, and I was like, well, y'all thought that, like, this was a great idea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole reason. Jay wanted to go with T.I., and I said, absolutely not. You'll just never make it back.
All right, I'm adding another person into this, but we might end up having to kick somebody off, because I'm not sure what the limit is on this, and... Okay. And if it,
somebody, just make sure you don't kick off the wrong person.
Yo, it's G.
Happy birthday.
Oh, what's up, man?
Happy birthday, man. Or happy early birthday.
There he is. What's up, G? Thank you. Are you a Chip Amazies?
Well, Jay,
because I'm coming.
Waiting there, texting me too, by the way. So
okay. Well, we're okay for now. So far, like, I think the stream is holding up. Yeah, wait, maybe.
Lexi Bell's in the chat, by the way, saying, who the hell is eating?
Oh, God. Remember, she was eating the cheese sandwich or whatever, and she thought that she was off cam, so she's just sitting there like eating. We're like, Lexi, do you realize like that there
that
are people here? Oh my God, dude, look at this. We're
all right, Jay, we got
okay, Brittany, we got to kick you. Let's just keep cycling, okay? Is that Dan, is that what we're doing?
Just until somebody leave. Hey,
there we go.
Where did Texas go? Jay,
Texas is here.
She's there. I see her.
I don't see her.
I see her just fine.
Yeah,
hi.
We're just adding people. Ling!
So everybody, let's wait. Jay, I got to make the introductions here for everybody.
Okay.
So now joining the call, first was Gary.
Our original photographer.
Hi, Gary is Jay's brother-in-law.
Yep.
All right. And our artist extraordinaire for the show, who's also designer of the fine fanny's behind me.
Yeah.
Hey. Bang Ling Lee, what's up? thanks for joining us.
Oh man, I didn't know we could put this many people on this thing. You guys are so sweet.
Hey, look at you.
It's like an orgy for your birthday, but different.
It's so sweet.
I am not taking part in any orgies that Jay is.
There's only a very there's only a very few people on this screen that would be invited, but and I could say, Dan, well, we're not related, so it could be worse, you know.
Oh my god.
What up, Tyler?
First.
Florida. What's up, birthday boy?
Oh, man, we've never actually put this many people on Exotica TV. So if my computer catches fire,
you get Lexi in here. Lexi, go into your Skype.
I don't know what to do.
Well, we just wanted to pop in and say happy birthday,
Link, thank you so much. We
nice to see you.
Yeah, I've been staring at your work for the last week as we get our new project started. So
good idea.
Yeah, we're excited to release it out to the world.
Cool. Well, I'm happy to be a part of it.
Oh, I love you guys. You're the best. I would have worn my Eagles jersey if I had known. So the running joke of this, by the way, is Ling exhibits with us, and we always send out at the end of the show surveys on, like, you know, how the show went and whatever. And she had Tyler fill out the survey for her, like, the first time after they'd started dating, whatever. Fills the whole thing out, and he rates the fucking salesperson as a 9 out of 10. I'm like, motherfucker, like, first of all, I'm the salesperson, okay? Like, there's not, I don't sell many, you know, whatever. And I'm like, a 9 out of 10. And the worst part was we had employees that were like vying for like the best, you know, like stats or whatever. And I think I lost because like somebody else got like a 10 out of 10. And so that being said, Tyler then sent me an Eagles jersey, a number 9 Eagles jersey after the show to
nine
wear.
Out of 10.
And what's it say on the back of it, buddy?
Oh, it says has my last name, right?
That's right.
And so. That's right. Yeah, so it was
that one time, you
know,
you got a 9.
The one time that I got a 9 out of like friends of mine, you know, like.
There's always room for improvement.
Oh, thanks, Ling. I appreciate that. I'll keep that in mind.
Well, happy birthday! It's great to see everybody.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, later, guys. Totally. Thanks for coming in. All right, later on.
Okay, let's put Gary on the spot. Gary, who's your favorite star that comes to the show?
Yeah, who's your go-to, Gary? When you get up in the morning and you type P into your web browser and Pornhub already pops up, who are you typing in?
Who are you typing?
Let's see. Who's here? Lexus, Texas?
he's surveying the room.
He's smart.
Surveying the room. By the way, all I have to do is play the B-roll of Alexis, Texas. Oh, there goes Gary. Alexis, Texas.
He was smart. He bailed.
Yeah, no, he's yeah. All I have to do is play the B-roll of Alexis Texas booty shaking, and like literally you watch the view count go like 5 times within like the 2 minutes.
I don't even know what the video is. I'm like,
it's literally, Alexis, you couldn't not like it because all it is just your butt shaking for like two and a half.
Alexis broke the internet, people.
Yo, by the way,
that was scary. Time? So I'm on Twitter one night and I see fucking whatever, COVID is top trending, and number 2 trending, Alexis Texas. I'm like, oh, fuck.
What did she do?
Something happened?
No.
And I'm like, no. And then I click on it or whatever, and it's just like feeds of her like shaking her ass on fucking, what's his name?
Quarantine Radio.
Yeah.
Bro, yeah. What was the view count on that thing?
Dude, it was over
no,
it was like
Alexis, what, you know what it was.
Right,
like, what was the view count on that thing?
I don't even. I was on his thing. I don't remember. It went out and then like we went back again. But
how many
remember.
People were live? Like when you were like, as you were running it and you looked down on that little ticker or whatever, like, it, I mean, it was millions of people.
Well, at the time, I think it was like, I don't know if it was millions. I think by the end, it was like 4.5 million people.
That shit's crazy. Gary, where are you?
Yeah,
we don't see
I
your video, Gary.
Sunday.
Chip called me and he interrupted it.
Gary, go mix me a drink. I will be there in 45 minutes, I promise.
All right, dude.
I love you, buddy. We'll see you in a little bit. Save some green for me.
I got to get back to work. It was good seeing all of your beautiful, handsome faces. I miss y'all so much.
Brittany, we miss you. We'll do our Zoom thing. We're hoping for like later next week, okay?
Definitely. Right. Mwah, love y'all.
Show us your boobs. Bye. Bye.
So, Alexis.
Hi, Mom.
Like on
Mom,
Twitter,
what's your OnlyFans page?
Yeah, your freaking DM box must look like a freaking who's who.
My mom's? Yes, absolutely.
How many celebrities do you average a week that fucking hit you up in DMs?
I wouldn't know because I don't look at them. Like, that. Who does that? I don't. Like, you can only see people who DM you if you're following them. So if you don't. But I don't really look in that. Like, I don't. Like, I don't know.
No, but every once in a while.
Maybe I'm still single. I don't really know. But
there's got to be, like, has there ever been, like, one that pops up and you're like, oh, I mean, because, like, you know, you're human. Like, you are a fan of people and, like, fan of shit and, like, whatever.
Yes, it has happened a couple of times on occasion.
See, and basically what happens is every dude that's sliding into DMs prays that they're that guy.
As long as they don't, like, send an inappropriate dick pic. Awkward and weird. Or they try to proposition you, and I'm like, you know, there's some people, but I'm not the one. So, you know, move on. So it's just the tone in the language, and even through text. Like,
is a dick pic ever the right answer?
I mean, if I asked for it, not just like...
Do you ask for dick pics?
I have.
Okay. Oh, I mean, not have, but like, is it a normal thing? Like, do you want to see a picture of a dick, or like...
If I'm fucking him, yes.
Okay.
This is like one of Kathy's questions.
Oh, here, I'll put up her graphic.
Oh, wait, we got to put up Kat's Curious?
Yeah, what was her question?
So, Alexis, Kathy has a thing where she wants, like, questions. She'll just ask me the silliest questions sometimes. Like you know, what is, like, last week it was like, hey, do you think so-and-so has a bag of dicks in their nightstand drawer? So we had to ask. So we're going to ask Kathy's little question. You can't see the little graphic. I think Jay put up a little graphic of her where every week she asks a question.
What was her question this week?
Her question. Well, she was trying to think of a question for you, Jay.
Right.
But she couldn't.
See, the thing is Kathy shouldn't be picking the questions. You should be picking the questions. Like, no, you listen to the questions that she asked throughout the week, and then you picked the winner show.
What she asked was, do you think, and we were talking about Peter Frampton before, right? And this is totally not anything that ever happened with her, but there's like something when a vibrator's down there. And you can make it sound like Peter Frampton. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah. Like that.
I want to.
Like that thing. But anyway, she said what her question was. And Alexis, here's the question. Ready? What was the most embarrassing sound that ever came out of you or a co-star when you were doing a scene? And does it happen that often?
I definitely queefed a lot in the beginning because you don't know what's going on. And at first, you don't really know what that is sexually. So you're
Can you stop yourself from queefing?
Not really. Like, It has to get out.
Well, no, you said, like, in the beginning, like, you kind of don't, you know, whatever. It's more like a position and, like, a...
Yeah, so, like, mine, obviously, known for my butt, is usually doggy. So, like, if you're really, like, whatever, doing something, you would just, like, you wouldn't... You didn't know it was inappropriate or what wasn't. Because I'm like, I don't know, I'm really feathered and shy. So me even doing anal or any of that stuff was like not a thing in the business for a long time. Because it was just, I don't know. I'm an overthinker in the worst way.
But that's not actually a bad sound. I mean, like there's got to be way worse. No,
but,
like,
but I wasn't really experienced sexually at that time to know that that wasn't a bad sound. So that's why
Well, because in private, I think, like, you know, the private world or whatever, it's like a, you know, it is.
In private, it never happened to me, but first time it happened, it was important. But I wasn't really, like, having a lot of sex.
It's the giant dicks. Very big dicks.
That's your theory? The giant dicks? Mm-hmm.
The Kat's Curious question is supposed to go to all our guests, but I don't want to hear any other guests.
Listen, the same way that my mom is not allowed to actually dance on a table or, like, do any of that stuff, she's not allowed to answer that question. So. Yeah, no. Can you guys, like, pull your camera down just a little bit, though? So you put yourself... Pull your camera down a little bit. Or we're like, there you go.
Push the button.
We have Tina here. We were trying to get Tina.
Okay. Where'd Tina go? Well, she
left. She's embarrassed. She's like, I do not want to be part of this shit show.
No. She was fine. She just...
So you have to answer the question.
We're at mom and
dad.
The weirdest sound? The weirdest sound?
Farted?
I've thrown up in the middle of sex. Having to stop in the middle of it's like go barf.
I never did that.
Yeah. Never did that either.
Yep. No, that was like
I think I'm just a deep throat.
He deep throated too deep. That's why
it was. So it just got all in my mouth and all mucus. It was gross.
Why?
He doesn't like the taste of semen. That's why he threw up.
No, I'm going to say he probably drank too much, which...
Semen. He drank too much semen. Mark, your dad says you drank too much semen, and that's what he threw up.
That's true.
Yeah.
You got me.
He can't handle margaritas.
Did Tina go into the other room to be added in, or did Tina...
No.
Okay, because she had hit me up on Skype, too. So
no, you know who's hitting you up on Skype is another VIP. Should be at least soon. I don't know where she is.
Okay.
She's texting me.
Lexi?
No. Lexi's just eating comments in the fucking telescope or whatever.
Do you see, like, your... Because you get so many... Alexis, you get so many, like, comments on everything that you post, right? You get a million of them. Like, how do you actually differentiate your friends' comments in there? Like, do you have to scroll through all of them, or do they just kind of show themselves, or...
So, normally, like, if you're following that person, they'll come up first, or, like, on the top. But recently, like, a couple months ago, I put only my followers, or, like, people I was following, on the comments on there so I could see it. Because I get a lot of, you know, different languages a lot on my comments that you can't see things or, like, weed through things out. So just to, like, kind of, because a lot of what was happening, people were, like, soliciting either their websites or other things on, like, through the comments that I just kind of stopped.
The
so that's really the only way, because it's, like, you know, you have 5 million people, and so it's hard to...
I'm going to ask your mom a question.
Sure. That wasn't a shameless plug.
No. You can plug away, Alexis.
Mark and Diane, did you ever catch Jay in the act back at home? You never heard him in the room?
By myself or with people?
You never found, like, a towel standing up in the corner?
Yeah.
He's red.
No, again, the question is by myself or with people? I'm fairly certain Mark walked in on me before while I was masturbating. Yeah. I was in the room over from the bedroom. He came, like, banging through the doors, and I'm like, whoa, nothing, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yes, and I also walked in while you were, yes, with a certain member of, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right, at the wedding.
A certain member of the same sex?
No, greatest night of my life. Greatest night of my life. Well, not greatest night. I've had kids and gotten married, so it's been better. But, like, up to that point in my life, I was a senior in high school. I was up in Vermont. I had, like, worked really hard at, like, hunting and fishing and, like, whatever. I shot my first deer that weekend. Like, it was actually a big deal. Then I went to a wedding, and my uncle's wedding, and I ended up banging the bridesmaid or the maid of honor in, like, the bathroom of, like, this, like... like, they had rented a condo for us, and they had also, when the wife had...
Did you tell her you were Tom Cruise?
When she was born, her parents bought a
How
bottle.
How old was this lady?
She was like, so I was like 17 and she was like 20 something. The bridesmaid or the bride's family had bought a case or a couple of cases of Dom the year that she was born. And they also were, like, cigar smokers. So here I am, like, 17. I got, like, a drink of, like, you know, 35-year-old Dom, and I'm, like, smoking a cigar. Nowhere near, like, that is not how I was raised. Like, so far from that. But for 1 minute in time, I was there. And these guys were from California. It was, like, this hot Latina chick. Oh, my God. It was, my parents had to go find me in the laundry room Mark came and found me in the laundry room. I think he broed the situation. I don't think my mom really knew as much of what was going down until, like, after the fact.
Didn't hear it later, but yes. Not right at that point.
Like, we gotta go.
Until today.
Yeah.
So, Jay, did we get kicked off of YouTube yet, by the way?
The funny thing is, I don't think so. The funny thing is, the funny thing is like, she then, you know, this was pre, like, internet days, so she was like, oh, I'll write you, you know, whatever. The first letter she wrote me, I swear to God, she had, like, the penmanship of, like, a second grader and, like, couldn't spell. And I was like, oh, I don't care how hot you are, like, that just ruined it for me. I just, like, it literally feels like I'm talking to a third grader. So that was my one and done situation. But hey, it was awesome when it happened.
Jay, is Stormy Daniels trying to find you?
No.
Because she's texting me. She's like, where is everybody? I'm trying to get on here.
No, let me see. I could probably see if I can add her. See, what happens is a lot of the girls go, and Alexis, you'll agree, like, you know, are offline or whatever with it. Like, you don't show up as available, per se, on your Skype account. No,
Jay, and I have another very special guest for you. Ready for this one?
What's up?
You've been asking for this girl forever.
Okay.
To be at the show.
Right.
I tracked her down. It took 14 years to find this person.
Shut up. Good luck. Good luck, Danny boy.
Second, Jay.
Good luck, Danny boy. That will never happen. There's only one white whale,
Jay,
in this business.
Wait, hold on, Jay. I had the guy sing Chocolate Rain to you. Did I not, for your birthday?
Yes, it is.
I got you into a dugout with Don Mattingly for your birthday. Did I not?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Okay.
If you pull this one off, I will be so thoroughly impressed.
He'll kiss you.
I don't know.
He's done that.
He'll kiss you.
Who's coming in here? Here's a new one.
Is this Kobe Ty?
No. No, there's no way.
This is good. Here we go.
We see Skype.
I can't hear.
Oh my god.
Can you see me? I can't see you.
I can't see you.
We can't see you.
Well, because I don't have Dwayne to fix shit for me.
Hit the video thing.
I did. It's not working. Yeah, well, that.
I'm like, I know that voice.
Who are we talking to here?
I have no fucking idea.
It literally comes up as like a...
I was totally kidding about the Kobe Ty thing. I didn't make it happen.
Oh, man.
But
damn.
I had you going one minute
I was there. So excited for a second. Oh, my God.
And it's because of Steve.
Dude, is that... Who is that trying to get in? Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. Well, let's see.
Who is that? Period C.
No, it's just... It's like one of those, like... Yeah.
No, it's no blue. It's not Kobe Ty. Sorry.
You know what I'm going to keep doing, Alexis? I'm just going to keep replaying the butt video because at the end of the day, I really like having all these people.
Your mom's
like
really not talking that much.
Hi, Mom. Hi. I miss you. I haven't seen you guys. We spent so much time this summer up in Vermont, and like, oh, it was so awesome. And then what's nice in the summer is like we'd come home for 2 weeks and I wouldn't talk to them really at all because I was going back up in a couple of weeks. So now
I have a brilliant idea.
What's up?
Brilliant. Follow me here. And Alexis, this pertains to you, so pay attention here. Your parents have like a big ass fucking building, right? Big ass. You guys have a big ass house, right? Building.
Yeah.
In the middle of St. Johnsbury, Vermont.
My parents. Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
What if we turned... Because Vermont's a very progressive state.
Yeah.
What if we turn St. Jay into the new Chatsworth?
Here's somebody.
Or it could be like, you know, what are they calling it? The bubble.
It's Stormy! There she is.
Jesus, Stormy.
Nicely done.
Hi,
what's
Stormy.
That?
What up, Storm?
Hi.
There you are. Now you're sideways. Oh,
no,
now you're not.
What up, girlfriend?
Now you're not.
Oh, what's up, Storm? Thanks for joining
back
us.
To my St. Johnsbury's
Thank
new
you.
Chatsworth.
We're everybody's moving to Vermont. You know what? Vegas and LA is all played out. We're all going to Vermont. We're going to like do a whole commune up there because there's plenty of them.
And there's a bunch of like old scary houses up in Vermont.
Perfect. I love it. I love Vermont. I taught my kid how to read in a hotel there. It was very scary. There was nothing else to do.
Was this in the mix of everything?
Stormy, tell everybody what you've been doing for like the last like couple of months.
Ghost hunting? No. Is
you're
that what you're doing?
Did you catch anything?
Lots. It's really fucking scary.
Like
in your
do you
house
have to like do you
like
slide out the thing and like step on it and then it sucks them in? Okay.
I think you're confusing my other job.
Okay. By the way, Stormy is the best because on a personal level, like, you know, we always will hang out at shows, and whether you have like a family member or a friend or whatever that wants to sing, often it's like your lawyer buddy. That's like, lawyers are like hot on Stormy. Like that's the thing. Stormy's signatures never fail. Like, they will always... what did she... Mom, what did she write to Bill?
Oh, no.
Yes, we had a...
She said, I am not a lawyer, but I can get you off.
I'm pretty sure I can get you off.
Yeah.
And there you go.
That's he, like...
Use the lawyer. And
that's like... It's like... That's worse than a dad joke.
No, it's a Stormy joke. Yeah.
Perfect.
Like, I didn't ask for you to get this for me. And I'm like, oh, yes, you did. I said, I kept a copy of the email that he sent me. And I had it printed, right?
Plausible deniability.
With the
paper trail.
Yeah.
Keeping emails and things like that, Stormy will tell you, is never a good idea.
So, right? The funny part is, he really didn't send that email. It was one of the girls in his office.
Just busting his balls.
That was just trying to get him going. So I had gotten that email. It had been probably 2 years before I actually saw you at the show to get your signature. And and it was the first show that you were back in. So I made sure to get one.
You know, one thing that's interesting.
I want to hear more about the ghost hunting shit, dude.
Yo, okay, go for it. I want to hear it too. Because
like, where's the scariest place you've been so far?
My house in New Orleans.
Nuh-uh.
Own house.
Yeah, that's what started the whole thing, actually, because I moved into this house and it was very haunted, and the house did not like my ex, Denver, at all. It made it very fucking clear that it didn't like him. And within 6 weeks of moving in there, things got really scary.
Is this because he was a ginger, you think?
Because he has no... Well, that's the thing, is he has no soul, so I don't know how he got possessed. but I mean, we had like blood running down the walls and knocking and sounds. There was 22 people that stepped foot into that house, and 21 of them had experiences. Crazy stuff. I got stuff on video, audio, photos, everything.
So did you give people acid when they walk through your door, or like, is this like
the house?
Okay.
The house.
Jay's,
because if you did, I'm coming down. Like, I'm in.
Did you learn? Did you figure out what those ghosts were?
No, I moved out. I moved out, but my ex thought I was crazy and a liar, so
Stormy,
I kind of started Spooky Babes to prove that it was real.
I have an idea for you. You ready?
You
need to go, like, whatever you, like, however you expose the house, whatever, go back and rent that house again. Like, rent it, buy it, whatever you do. Put that shit up on fucking the Airbnb and be like, Stormy Daniels.
She did it.
Dude, I just did.
Genius idea. You are smart, Stormy Daniels. You are a smart girl.
So I had this idea a couple weeks ago, and we actually went back to the house, and it's available. No one's lived in it,
dude.
It has sold 7 times in 12 years. That's normal.
And so rent it out and fucking put everybody else through your hell, like that. You know.
Exactly. We're wiring the whole thing up for 3 months first to like just get a bunch of footage.
And you're shooting all this stuff,
porno,
right? Like, this is all part of. I don't know what I can and can't say, Stormy. So help me here.
Yeah, it's all being shot. But in addition to that, we have a 3-week bus run that starts in Chicago, and then we go to we're going to the Axe Murder House and Lizzie Borden's in Salem and all this
come
stuff.
Come to Philly. Come to Philly. We have. There's got to be a bunch of people that are dead here.
Well, the bus is there.
Because
we're going to, I forgot the name of the town.
Bring Nicolas Cage.
But we're going through there.
What does Nicolas Cage have to do with anything?
Because he was in Independence movie in Philadelphia.
What?
He stole the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, National Treasure.
That's what it was. Yeah. Dude, we went on a haunted ghost tour.
I know how your mind works at this point.
We went on through like 5 or 6 beers. We went on a haunted ghost tour in Philadelphia. And it was led by Benjamin Franklin himself. That's how I knew it was haunted. So it was pretty awesome.
Oh, my God. And you got to come to Jersey, Stormy. There's haunted. There's haunted places everywhere.
No, I know. Well, aren't I coming to Jersey next month?
No.
Well, you kind of missed the beginning of this thing. We haven't announced it yet, but.
Little, you know what, Dan? I don't care what you say.
Jay. No, Jay.
I'm going to say it.
No, Jay.
I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. So here's the deal.
Say it.
We're canceling Jersey. We're not canceling. We are postponing Jersey. The Jersey, the Chicago's already been pushed back into like April 21. So here's the deal. We have to push Jersey. They, even at their best, they could only let like 1,000 people into the building.
We're postponing DC too now.
And so 1,000 people like isn't our exhibitors and staff. So not going to work. That being said, we are on the precipice of finalizing dates. Let me just say it this way. The first show back, we want to be in Edison, New Jersey. Like, whether it is tomorrow or in 6 months or a year or whatever it is, Edison, New Jersey is kind of our, like, you know, the culmination of everything that we work at. So, like, we want Jersey to be kind of like the blowout, you know, whatever. Ideally, looking at next year's schedule, we're able to do Jersey at the beginning of the year and then repeat what we did in 2020, what we were trying to do in 2020, in 2021.
I don't want to repeat what we did in 2020.
So basically do 4 more shows with the end of the year being Jersey. So, you know, there's only, you know, Jersey and Chicago are the only 2 markets that would house like 2 shows, you know, and it's not really like we're doing 2 shows. It's like the October show just got pushed to February, March, you know what I mean? Like, and pushed out. Like, so our plan is blow Jersey out hard and fucking do the rest of the year.
Hear that, Jersey? Jay's giving you free blowjobs. That's free blowjobs from Jay only at Exotica.
Only by Jay.
So no, I give Jersey a lot of shit.
I mean, I get blowjobs, but they're not free.
I give Jersey they're $130,000. No, I gave Jersey a lot of shit.
Oh.
Thank you. I give Jersey a lot of shit.
It's your birthday, you're allowed.
But at the end of the day, Jersey, that show is just the fucking the beast, you know? And like, we want to come back swinging. And so that's our plan. Dan didn't want me to tell everybody because we don't have the dates finalized yet for early 2021, but we're working on it. So don't hold me to it, but that's what we're trying to do.
It's like not like announcing like you're going to have a baby until whatever. You just don't announce it yet, Jay.
I don't care. I did it. You announced Mr. Zilla the other day for no reason, like without us any preparation.
We're postponing DC too.
No, I didn't say that.
I'm saying that.
Okay.
We're postponing DC.
This is what happens. You know, everything was on the rails until Stormy came on, and then it fucked everything up. She
possessed us. She made us stay safe.
It's what I do.
She ghost hunted your asses.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to see this thing so bad. Like, I don't know.
I know. I'm very intrigued.
Airbnb, I'm telling you. I would pay an extra $100 a night or $200 a night or whatever to be like.
I would never stay in it. I would, like, let you tell me what happened, but I'm intrigued. I would, like, go in and, like, get the fuck out. I couldn't stay there.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen things that, yeah.
Dude, Alexis.
We know you've seen stay on that.
You know what you do, Alexis? You stay there for a night. You stream on like fucking OnlyFans or like whatever crazy ass shit. And you just like, yeah. The more people leave you money, the more that like you stay.
I have a very.
The Team Texas girl can go.
Dan, who's coming? Is there somebody else coming in here?
There might be.
We're gonna
I have a question for Stormy. I have a question for Stormy, Jay.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
You
guys are going to go. Mom and Mark are going to go.
Bye,
bye,
Mama.
Bye,
guys. I love you.
Thanks. I love you too, guys.
Catch you later.
Hope to see you in Exotica someday. Yeah. Hey, ladies. Hey.
All right, so
how's it going?
Here's my question.
Hey, ladies.
Yeah, right. You've been in some scary,
you know, it's my birthday,
places,
right?
Scary
it's
shit,
my birthday.
Right?
42 years old. What?
Yeah, pay attention.
Huh? What?
I said, Stormy's been in some scary places, seen some scary shit.
Mm-hmm.
What's the scariest thing you've seen? The haunted house, then? The mud coming down the walls in New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
Or Columbus,
or you
Ohio.
Know who naked?
Or what?
Or you know who naked?
Oh my God. Why do you think I fuck with ghosts now? The living are way scarier.
Yeah.
No, real life is way, way more scary.
Stormy.
And seeing the orange hobgoblin is the most horrifying thing that I've ever seen.
Here's my question to you, okay?
And she's seen some shit, people.
We literally, today I'm going to take you from September 4th, the day before my birthday, and I'm going to magically transport you to January 20th. Okay. What does the world look like in your view?
Oh my God, really?
Like, no, if you had to take a wild guess, like, take your guess. Like, what do you think, like, what do you, play Nostradamus. Like, how, what could go down? It's the day of the swearing in. Is it, yeah, is it dickhead off, or is it, who's yo mama?
Just add it. I know who that is. Just add that shit. I'm saving you here, Storm.
Thank you, Dan.
Come on. That's a great question. Like, what do you think happened? Like,
that's a great question, but I honestly, I mean, I think he's going to win again. And I hate to say that.
I don't think so.
See?
Or at least he's not going to give it up. Something's going to happen.
Well, those are the only two options. Like, does he actually win or does he, like, you know, fraud it? Like,
for sure.
You know.
Yep. There's your mama.
Who's your mama?
Your mama. Your wife.
Oh, that's totally my wife. Hey, that's honey.
Totally his wife.
Who'd you think it was?
I don't know.
I had him go before Grace, though. I said,
Grace, where's your video
coming on? And he believed me for a second because I said, look, I got the Chocolate Rain guy to sing to you. I got you in with Don Mattingly in the dugout.
You got to show your video.
I am showing my video.
No, you're not.
I can see her.
I can see her.
I see her.
I don't see her.
She got you blocked.
Let's see. Hold on a second. No, wife got you blocked. Oh, there she is. Okay. There you go. Hey, honey.
Oh, wait. Now he's doing it.
See, okay. I told you this might run over.
Are you driving at the same time, Grace?
No, I just went and got my hair done, so I'm in the parking lot.
It looks lovely.
Ooh, you look great.
Turn your camera sideways.
I'll do ya.
Oh
my
God.
I'm not saying much, though. I'm pretty much sure that I'll do anything.
If I had a dollar for every one of those offers.
All right, so wait, again, so Stormy, you've been around some shit. Ron Jeremy or the Orange Hobgoblin?
Ooh.
Oh, that's brutal.
Ugh.
It's wrong. I mean, it's still got to be. I no.
You know what? At least I got money out of the orange one.
It's very true.
There was at least an upside.
And by the way, ain't nobody getting money out of the other one except for his lawyers at this point, because that's like.
Dude, is he still in jail?
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking crazy.
Think about this. This guy was so notoriously cheap his whole career. He spent nothing. I mean, literally would take other people's doggy bags home from like dinners and like whatever. And he hoarded it all. No children. Like, I think he's got like one brother left or something. And has nobody really to give it to. He's literally... He owns condos in LA. He's got shit. He's got money.
How could he not come up with $2.2 million bail?
It was a lot of money, I think.
But then there was this week they said there was like 20 more charges against him.
But so. His like overall net worth is crazy, and it's all going to go away, all of it. And you know what? Honestly, like you fuck up and you do shit like that. Like that's what happens. But like his lawyers are going to make so much money in the next like couple of years, and for what? Like, you know, it's just crazy. Anyways, hi, honey, how are you?
Good.
I told you I was going to be a little late today.
Yeah, no shit. Thanks, Dan.
By the way, Dan spoiled the surprise. There's got to be something going on
surprise?
Because
you said you're going to Chip and Maisie.
There's something going on. There's something. Something's
going
fishy
on.
In the air.
Jay, I just put this background behind me. I'm actually on my way to you. I got you into a fucking Marlins game again.
Stormy Daniels, are you in my basement?
We're gonna make you into a cardboard cutout, and we're gonna put you into the game.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
That's what we're gonna fucking do.
This is Grace's first appearance on Exotica TV. So
it is. Kath wanted to be here, but she's working right now.
She's a virgin, girls. Please be gentle.
I've seen your wife dance on the table.
She can dance on a table. My mom cannot dance on a table. There's a very distinct line between.
I think
those two
I've
things.
Seen both.
No, I've pretty much
your mom. I still say your mom got on the table for a minute.
I don't think she has. I actually at a point.
Maybe a chair.
She probably got on the chair to get on the table, and at a point, I actually remember at a party being like, "I will pull the fucking electrical on this thing." Like, this shit will
Hate
stop.
Her.
Like,
why can't your mom have fun?
No, she can. She can do absolutely. Dude, you should see her. Like the first few shows that we did, I remember the second year we did, we had Tommy Gunn there.
Nice.
I've never seen my mom was just like, you know, like all creepy, and I'm like, dude,
that
you
was
know,
a like really good Tommy Gunn, by the way.
Oh my god, like so weird. Yeah, it took some getting used to.
So but, did you get her a picture?
Oh, dude, no, I didn't have to. She went straight, like walking up and like, oh, there we go. We finally got kicked off of YouTube. All right, good for that. Well, let's see.
Now they kick us.
I don't know. Yeah.
See what you did, Grace?
Grace, show us your boobs. Come on. I try and egg Kathy on to do it all the time, so I would feel remiss if I didn't do it to you.
Every once in a while, Kathy may or may not get really drunk. It's like,
so
send a picture to Jay, fuck with him. I'm like, absolutely not.
My wife has a history of like, last year she crushed my birthday present, or 2 years ago, birthday present out of the park with Dan. But she likes to like wait for last second to kind of do any of this stuff. So today, like pretty much every time in the last 20 years of us being together, she's like, what do you want for your birthday? And I don't even say anything. I'm just like, you know, and like give that like that look. She's just like, you're not getting that. What else do you want for your birthday?
Wow.
Yeah. So one of these days, maybe for 50, Grace, right? 50? No, still not 50.
Grace, what if it's
70?
Who's your girl crush, Grace?
What's that?
Who's your girl crush?
Who's my what crush?
Girl crush.
I know that answer.
Who is it, Jay?
Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot.
All right. Yeah. So, yeah. And is Jay? Is that you? Is that what you want your present to be?
I'd be totally fine with that.
So if Gal Gadot the third, Grace, does Jay get that?
What's that?
If Gal Gadot is the third, does she get that?
Does Jay get that?
No.
Really?
He gets to be Jerry Falwell and sits in the corner and watch.
You know what? Honestly, I'll take it. Cool. Fine. Deal. Done. Great Jerry Falwell reference.
By the way, now Jay's going to be like, dude, get me Falwell.
No, you know the whole story. Fucking Falwell, like, his wife was banging a pool boy and, like, he sat in the corner and, like watched them. Yeah, like, cuckolding and whatever.
No, it's not like cuckolding. It is cuckolding.
Like cuckolding, you know.
It is.
Such a weird name, cuckold.
Where does that name come from? Stormy, do you know?
No.
Where do they get that from?
I don't know.
Does anybody out there know?
That's beyond the question. Listen, it's for...
We will give you free tickets to Exotica, New Jersey 2020.
To tell us what cuckold is. Actually... The comment section has kind of been on fire tonight. Thank you, Alexis Texas twerking video. And it's not
my
all,
booty.
And it's not all just saying, by the way, one thing that I saw as I was like doing my research, you know, on with pulling YouTube videos for Texas, you have a
is that what you call that now? YouTube
pulling YouTube videos. Yes.
No, you should say YouTube.
No, yes.
My tube. Yours.
There's like a bazillion like Alexis Texas like videos, like twerking like Alexis Texas, and like your name comes up on all of these like millions of
I've
whether
never
it be
seen this.
Amateurs or randoms or whatever. I actually had to like sort through. There was there's a lot of ass shaking going on YouTube, and it's all your fault.
Sorry, not sorry. I mean, I don't really know. I've never seen these videos, but I mean, you know,
Grace,
it's out there.
We told the story about our daughter. She was like, you know, Alexis Texas, and I'm like, you know, Alexis Texas.
How do you know?
Yeah,
and I told the story. So years ago, in another life for Stormy, we all vacationed together. My ex-wife and my two little kids down in we were at Universal. So to this day, when you know the picture of Stormy that comes up when she calls me, is I made Stormy in the middle of Universal. This is, you know, what, Jesus, 10 years ago?
More.
Yeah.
Way
than
more.
That, actually.
Like way more.
11 12, years 30. Ago. Yeah. And I had Stormy, like, put herself into, like, the Grinch, the plastic Grinch dude that was at the park. So to this day, that's the picture that comes up. And then another time, she, you know, they were over here. They came, her and her ex came to my son's little junior football practice. She's just like sitting there. Nobody knows. I had to go run and pick up my daughter from school. Like, Stormy's there. Like, of course, you know, your kid takes a shit after you leave. I got to change her diaper, get my ass beat by Candyland. So anyway, I told the story where.
My ass at Candyland. I swear that little, she cheated. She cheated.
She got her braces off, by the way. She looks fucking, I'm going to make her put them back on. But anyway, but you know, she walked into my house. She was with my ex-wife, and she walks into the house, and it was a night storm. It was on 60 Minutes. And she's there looking at the fucking TV, and like, I know her. I'm like, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
But
the real world, man.
She definitely knows you.
It's been fun, man. You know,
she wasn't a baby, Dan. She was like four.
And that was a long ass time ago. I mean, we've been doing this all together for a long time. Like, Grace,
oh my God.
Grace and I we met at before I started Exotica, like at another job, and she was working for another company in the same building, and you know, like. I think back to, this is actually the first year in my life that I haven't done a trade show since 2001.
Holy so shit.
19 years. Think about
it. This is the first time since I've been fucking 20 years old that I haven't taken a flight this year at all.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Oh, you know what? We did New Orleans, Grace, like in February or whatever.
What'd you
is
do?
It a ghost?
Yes, it was a ghost.
See, Jay and I know each other so well, we finish each other's sentences.
Yeah. That's I mean, Dan, you and I have known each other longer because
I've known
you
longer than I've known Jay. I think I've known, now, Texas, I think, who do I know first, Jay or you, Alexis?
I was in the business before Texas.
I met Dan in seven.
What year did you start, Alexis?
2006. Is when I started. So yeah, I met you 2007.
Yeah, we met the same year, probably.
Same exact time, probably.
Yep. Yeah.
The best
thing.
And
I think I started 2004, 2005, Dan.
My first real
I started doing this shit in 1997.
I've told the story before, but my first like real like, hey, you're actually like, no, you know, adult entertainment and like people and celebrities and whatever was when we all went to Yankee Stadium. And it was Stormy, your ex, Dan, myself, and Jesse,
Jane, and her ex.
And no, so,
two exes.
Oh, and two exes, like that, her first dude was there actually. He was a really nice guy. Anyways, we're there and like, you know, it was I'd probably been to Yankee Stadium a couple times and we were on the big screen every fucking inning. Every inning. It was like the most amazing thing. And I'm like, wow, this is cool. Like, is this how it always is? And then I realized like I'm sitting next to Stormy Daniels and Jesse Jane. Like they're sandwiched between me. And it's like, oh yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
And then I remember. Like,
put my name on the sign.
Well, we were sitting next to Linda.
Sign. It says, welcome Stormy Daniels.
And we were sitting next to Wonder Woman.
That shit.
Wonder Woman sat down the street, or sat down the, like, she was like three or four seats away.
Linda Carter, the other one.
The
young, Woman.
Yeah, the old one. And then the village people were there too.
The cowboy village people.
And I swear I didn't, like, have hallucinogens before this thing happened. It actually was a real thing. Oh, man. Well, Dan, it's 6:21-ish. Like, I think we kind of got to start, like, wrapping this thing up. Like, my wife is, she's going to yell at me.
Grace is gonna. No, she's gonna yell at me.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Grace. I tried.
So, Grace, how was your first Exotica TV experience? Was it pleasing?
It's hot as hell in here. I turned off the AC, so it was gonna make noise. I'm sweating in here.
No, Grace, please. Your comfort is way more important than our show.
You are the second Lee family member to be on the show tonight. So,
who's the first?
Gary.
Your brother.
Gary. We went old school, with Gary.
All right, so. What have we learned? By the way, you know, condolences out. Jim South passed away this week.
Oh, no way. He did?
Wow, really?
I didn't know that.
Sad.
So,
Say who Jim South is.
Jim South is like the OG talent agent, the guy who always did it right back in the day. Like so many girls, like Christy Canyon and... I mean, I think, you know, Janine, and I think Jenna went through Jenna went through. Story, did you go through Jim South?
Me? No, he wouldn't take me.
He wouldn't take her. But Katie Morgan, that whole episode when in Real Sex from Space Nuts.
Right.
That was in Jim South's office and stuff, so he's there. And of course, you know, Chadwick Boseman.
Dude, that shit, man.
Jay, go ahead, you can do it.
That shit sucks. I did it. It's like,
hey, that shit.
Yeah. 2020, yeah. Man. Time to put it in the past. That being said, I also heard that the CDC is looking at fast-tracking certain vaccinations and could be distributing by year end. So, like,
would you get it, though? Would you be one of the first?
I wouldn't be the first, but I don't think that I should be. Like, I think that, you know, first responders and, like, you know, the people that are in the front lines of this shit, including people at fucking Target. By the way, shout out to the people that, like, work at fucking Target and work at the grocery stores and work at, like, those places. Like, you know, we talk about, like, the emergency people all the time. But, like, you know, at the end of the day, like, those motherfuckers are making, like, $7 or $8 an hour and are out there, like, on the front of it. So, like, we should really, there should be a conversation in this world about, like,
dude,
you know,
my kid,
who is important.
My son, he works part-time, you know, for school at, you know, a supermarket here as a cashier.
Right.
And he got sick like a couple of weeks ago. We flipped the fuck out because he had all the symptoms. He had the fever and shit. Fucking, he was so sick and he got tested. We all got tested. I mean, I was even, you know, shitting a brick. Luckily, it was all negative. But there's only two places he could have gotten it, there or my house. And he doesn't see anybody in my house. So it would have been there, you know.
I would have known that because Dan is always negative.
Wow.
Love you, buddy. Listen,
and Jay's positive, including his herpes test. I'm sorry.
I thank you guys.
You want to go, man?
Dude, no, I don't want to go. I'm like well past this. I'm like moving on.
I know
on
people
to the...
who know Mike Tyson's people.
Anyways, this was
hey,
awesome, guys.
Help us moderate this comment. Ride my face like a black Mercedes at Alexis, Texas.
What?
If only
somebody
I
commented,
could be...
ride my face like a black Mercedes.
If only I could be the blunt that Alexis Texas is smoking right now.
I didn't even smoke a blunt. I smoked a J for you, but
I
mean, how do
you
even respond to that? Yeah,
you,
only
man, you know what? I got to say, I got to give.
Hair looks great. Somebody said too.
I got to give everybody. Your hair looks great. Was one of the comments.
One of the comments.
I got to give you guys credit because. Our comments are usually wild dumpster fires, and so it obviously shows by having some ladies at the level that you guys are that you brought us out of this. We still got our like fair share of like highs, and you know I'm here from India, but other than that, like there was a lot of like actual.
It's not Farsi, it's Arabic.
I didn't. I said from India.
Somebody just said. Alexis, oh, it's our buddy John Beach.
John Beach. That's because
he has a brother named Jim Beach.
Oh,
I called him Miami.
That's right. Oh man,
I remember shit. But somebody said Alexis looks like she's asleep.
That's
no, she's just
she's
really
high.
Hot.
She's high.
Hello.
Monster.
Hey. Yo.
Oh, look who it is.
Oh my
Monstar.
Goodness.
Well, this is Monstar's debut. Look, great.
Check in with you guys.
Every woman.
Hold on, I'm adding everybody back in because we're all over the place. There we go. Monstar, what's up, buddy?
Hey.
Yo.
Monstar actually made it on here.
Another old OG family member from from way back.
Hey, look, you look like Nelson Riley.
You look so smart.
Your glasses are huge.
Don't listen to him.
I can't wish Jay happy birthday.
Oh, Monstar. Thank you, man. We
your hair looks good.
Oh, thanks.
You're looking slim over there.
Grace is looking for a compliment, Alex. You're supposed to say so does yours.
Yeah, I was watching on YouTube, but then all of a sudden y'all got bumped off. So
yeah, that happens.
Yeah, well.
It was as soon as we added Grace on, she took her boobs out, and it was like, you know, the thing is the girls it's not the girls in the industry that you got to keep an eye on. It's the ones out of the industry. Okay. Like they come in, they don't know the rules. They just started flying their titties everywhere inside of a Honda CRV. And,
comments tonight are sponsored by Mr. Zilla,
by the way, Dan, I have a graphic for that. All right. So go ahead. I actually popped it up a little bit earlier. It's funny because it goes right over the top of Alexis's head, but I took it off. Hey.
that would be actually kind of a cool shot. Why don't we take Mr. Zilla's head, Jay, and just put it on everybody, on like random people?
Man, you know. Go to MrZilla.com, sign up to the mailing list. You'll get our announcement for what the fuck Mr. Zilla is when we actually figure it out. So
I think I'm one of the only people following it, following that account.
Yeah,
I'm
fine. At Mr. Zilla, period.
I wore my special shirt in your honor.
Oh, man. There's that baby. We were talking about adopting the baby earlier.
We got to show Alexis that in a little bit.
Yeah, we...
I asked them if they asked permission.
Look,
they didn't have an answer for that.
Here's our baby. We almost adopted.
See, there he is.
Oh.
By the way, the deal was...
He's 3 years old and he's running around the other room.
The deal was contingent on him always wearing the helmet for the rest of his life. So apparently...
He outgrew the helmet.
He outgrew the helmet and we lost custody.
No deal.
Yeah, no deal. Off the table. You're fired.
We support kids with helmets.
Grace had a helmet till she was 16. She had headgear too.
The headgear braces?
No, she really didn't. She has nothing to say to that, so.
Grace, turn your air conditioner. You look hot.
It's hot. I'm gonna go.
All right, honey, I love you. We'll see you. We're getting off this thing. I'll see you in a little bit. By the way, Grace, before you go, I have to say, one of the greatest things about Exotica and like everything that we've done over like 15 or 16 years is when you like get to do it. Like Grace knew me before Exotica. And so she's seen all of this happen and like we've kind of come into what we are and who we know and what we do and has been like so amazingly supportive throughout it. Like you could never have a spouse that like literally just kind of gets it. Like when I go away to places or do things, she's like, I don't have time to deal with you. You know, go away. I trust you. Everything's good. And so I just want to say publicly in this kind of situation, thank you. Because you have, like, you could make my life fucking miserable. And instead, you make it awesome.
You didn't know you're my hero.
You're the real MVP, Grace.
That's right. You know, when you see...
Not the WAP, the MVP.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, honey...
Hey, Jay, we got
mix me a drink. I'll be there in a little bit. Love you.
Did you see the happy birthday, Jay, comment?
Which one?
Happy birthday. The one that says happy birthday, Jay.
Oh, all the way to the all the way to the top?
Yeah. It was just said. You see that one?
No. Oh, happy birthday, Jay. Oh, there's Kathy. Okay, cool.
There's my and I want to say, Kathy, you are the wind beneath my wings. You are.
Dan, save it for your fucking birthday, okay? You're not allowed to do this.
It's Lucy Fur.
Monster, I'm glad you popped on, man. Good to see you.
Alex, so Grace said that she wouldn't have let Jay have a threesome with any Wonder Woman. Gal Gadot, we touched base on Linda Carter. What about the Wonder Woman action figures behind Alex?
Could I have sex with them in front
of her? Those are not action figures. They're statues and collectibles.
What about with Alex's difference? Dolls?
With an IKEA display. I like that.
Dolls.
Wow.
Right underneath the groovy ghoulies and an autographed picture of Isis from the Secrets of Isis from the 70s.
I'm just going to
keep... This is the monster cave.
Keep showing Alexis Texas's butt, and you guys can keep talking.
You have a cat hanging around.
Kathy, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate it, even if Jay does not. I love you.
I love you too, Kathy and Dan. No, whatever. Okay, this is descended. You're descending now, so...
Dude, wait, look, this is like sucks or whatever because.
Sorry, you know, I'm just watching Alexis and Bud again.
We're all, for the most part, everybody hasn't been together again. You know, we're not gonna be together.
I miss
this
you guys.
Year.
I miss all you guys. It's been a bummer of a year, and like you know, it's dude, Grace is still here. Like I'm just gonna add her back in every time she like.
I gotta go too. Cause
yeah, we all gotta go. Listen, let's just write.
Jay,
Dan,
you got a flying Mr. Zilla head on the TV.
I know. I just did that.
I'm gonna come to your house though.
Come on through. You're welcome.
You're welcome here too. Anytime.
We miss Maybe you guys. And we
it's really not that bad here.
We can't wait for the world to start spinning again. And I really appreciate you guys coming out for like my little birthday celebration here. It means a lot. You guys have, you know.
Yes,
it's
happy birthday.
Thank you guys.
Let's just remind everybody where they can find you online.
On Instagram, it's White Girl Politicking. You probably won't get any of that, but yes.
I got it on screen,
Texas _Texas. Or my podcast, Private Talk with Alexis Texas.
Team Texas.
Stormy, where can everybody find you?
Stormy, you were a surprise to me, so I don't have that on my screen.
No, StormyDaniels.com. On Instagram, I am the Stormy Daniels. Obviously, Twitter is my favorite sport. That's just Stormy Daniels. And
I appreciate you on that platform.
Thank you. I think we'll be live today or tomorrow on SpookyBabesShow.com.
Yeah, you guys, make sure you check that out. It's some fun stuff. And for those that don't know, Alexander Raymond Monstar, he's like our guy who holds together. He herds cats, is what he does.
Yeah.
But he holds together our spotlight booth and pretty much helps out with. And he's, you know, publicist extraordinaire over at Star Factory. Alex, I'm just shocked that you came on. I like your little studio setup there.
This is my cave. This is my hangout.
Is this where you're going on here? Is this where your wife makes you go to eat like cinnamon and pumpkin flavored things?
Yeah, this is where we hide the cinnamon and all the other stuff. The pumpkin. It's pumpkin season right now, so this place is popping with a lot of pumpkin flavored donuts, pies, cakes, everything.
He's not allowed to have them by any, but his wife will not let him eat those in front of her. She's British.
Yes. Yeah, it's a British
thing. Oh, yeah, it's a British thing.
They're like how garlic is to vampires, cinnamon is to British people.
You know how we say happy hour-ish? Usually that doesn't mean happy two-hour-ish. So we got to like...
Right. An hour and 30-ish.
All right, great seeing you all, and I'll see you guys again soon.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Happy birthday. Bye. Love you guys.
Thank you guys so much, and thanks everybody for tuning in. Stay safe. Stay sexy, baby. We'll catch you.
Forever.